With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, welcome in, everyone. It's Dom time. Good Thursday. Big, big day for us, and a day that we get as much information out there as we can about all things Larry Krasner. Mike Breslin is the leader of the Firefighters Union here in Philadelphia and first responders. I'm not sure if there are other segments of that, too. He's been a big friend of the show over the years. And a couple things. Wanted to talk with him about why he's in the column of helping out, I guess I'll put it that way, Carlos Vega's campaign. But also, the day of the big election, you know, we have the first two ballot questions to vote yes. But we also have a firefighters thing on there. And I am, when we had on the state representative Ferry, Dan, who's become a friend of the show out there in Langhorne, I am very sensitive to the needs of firefighters, volunteer firefighters, that kind of thing. They are just such a backbone, and there's something on the ballot on that that's major. So if you're showing up to vote on all these other things, it's another reason. I've never seen an off year election like this in which there are so many big reasons to show up and vote. It's just you won't see one again for a long time where there's this much stuff. Krasner, the referendum questions on Wolfman Hack and his emergency powers edicts, this firefighters issue, and then all those school board elections. All right? It's huge. Mike joins us here in Philadelphia on Talk Radio 1210. Whoa. Hey, Mike, good morning. Going through
hey,
a tunnel?
How you make it out?
Very well, Mike. Thanks for joining us. So, Mike, what's the interest of the firefighters and emergency responders in this whole Krasner DA race?
Well, as you probably know, Dom, we represent all the firefighters, paramedics, and EMTs that work in the city of Philadelphia. So specifically our paramedics and EMTs, they're right in the middle of all the violence and hectic chaos going on in the city. Actually, it's so bad that the uptick in assaults against our medics and EMTs, we're actually having self-defense courses for our members that we're sponsoring to make them feel safe. And we looked into the numbers. We looked into the numbers. In the last few years, there's approximately been 34 of our members been assaulted on medical runs on the street. And 24 of those cases apparently were dropped by the district attorney's office.
That is, you know what, Mike, the media doesn't do their job. And I know that when I talked to you the other day, you were running that down. Who in the world would be doing that, the people that are riding to the rescue? And the answer is, it's so chaotic, so out of control, that it doesn't matter.
Yeah, and it's disheartening because our people, you know, are out there to help people, and they're being prevented from doing so with the violence and people assaulting them.
So you guys have been supporting Carlos Vega then in this?
Yes, we've supported him politically. We met with him. He's promised us he'd, you know, prosecute people that hurt our members. And, you know, so that's big. I met with Mr. Krasner back when he was elected. I brought these concerns to him about our members being assaulted. So you see the results.
Mike, does it, you know, I would say it's still a courageous act in Philadelphia, but you've done that before. You've done the right thing with whoever you think should be endorsed. But still, there are some unions that are doing this. it's amazing to me, Krasner has been so damaging that the whole apparatus where everybody comes together around the incumbent, you almost have to do that in Philadelphia, that's broken down this time around pretty significantly.
Well, it's pretty interesting how the Democratic Party hasn't even endorsed him.
Exactly.
And so, like I said, we're very focused on our members and their safety. And, you know, with the uptick in assaults over the years, it's really disheartening, and we have to do something to protect our members. And we think that, you know, having Veggie in there as a DA, people will be maybe more a little reluctant of hurting our people, you know.
No, absolutely. I mean, it's, you know, at least police are armed, et cetera. But in this instance, there's not too much you can do. Now, Mike, too. Go ahead, Mike.
Well, Tom, just to follow up on the safety issue, years ago, back when I was young on the job, the police always would respond to the medical runs with us. That was done away with years ago. So, you know, 2, 3 in the morning, our paramedics are out there, just two of them alone, you know, and some end up in some house and violence breaks out, you know, and they're on their own.
Wow.
And I think that people see that. I mean, there's no repercussions. So we're trying to get back to, we want the police out there with our people.
Yeah, that's absolute. And Mike, also, you represent firefighters. Again, there is something on this ballot. We're aware of the first two questions around Governor Wolf and these emergency powers. What is in your precinct there, Mike, that concerns you that's on this ballot on May 18th?
Well, Tom, that goes back to, there's a fund available. It's been there for years. It's got millions of dollars in it. And it was only available to volunteer fire departments, so, which is good. But we want it to be available to municipal department, paid departments also. As you know, in this city, they closed companies. They browned out companies in the past. Democratic Mayor Nutter. We had staff issues, and they all cited it was monetary. So this fund would actually be, you know, a backup for us. God forbid we go down that road again and the city says they're broke and they can't provide fire and EMS protection to the citizens of Philadelphia.
So what is it you want people to do from your perspective, well, Mike, in this?
Well, we want them to vote yes on that ballot question.
Okay.
Because that'll enable the city to have a backup fund, hopefully, if we get down that road again.
Okay. So I think we're in unison with the representative we have on. And again, doesn't seem like a major issue until it is. So we'll put that on the radar screen and remind people of it, Mike.
And you had Frank Farrey on, I believe you said, right?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, he's a friend of ours. Very good guy. Very good representative.
Yeah, so vote yes on that on May 18th.
And vote no to let him out, Larry.
Absolutely. Hey, Mike, and thanks for supporting our event tonight, too. We really appreciate it, and I always appreciate hearing from you.
All right, Tom, you be safe. Thanks for the time.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.